Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If God created all of this, and we've only seen it in its fallen state. But if He created, Phyllis and I were looking at a sunset the other day, and amazing, just amazing. And you think about, it had been hot that day, and you could feel the heat of it. It's 95 million miles away. And it'll burn your face. You wouldn't want to be 80 million miles away from it, would you? What kind of being can make that? We should live in awe of Him. We should show deference and respect to Him. Shouldn't we? Well, this said, He declared that there should be time no longer. I've heard people say there will come a time when time shall be no more. And they're saying time will stop existing. I don't know of anywhere in the Scripture that actually says that. This says there won't be any more delay. There won't be any more time. Read the rest of it. That's not the end of the sentence. Verse 7 says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he'll begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished. That's what there's no more time for. And He has declared to His servants, the prophets. Listen to the BBE. It says, there will be no more waiting. But in the days of that seventh angel, the secret of God will be complete, of which He gave the good news to His servants, the prophets. Different ones say, the time is up. Didn't say, time will cease to exist. That's a big statement. And you need in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Right? And if you look up the language, that's not what it means. Remember, He talked about the woman called Jezebel and all her stuff. He gave her time and space to repent. This is a gift, my friend. Time and space to repent, to get it right. It's a gift. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. We have the rest of this day. It's a gift. The rest of this week, the rest of this month, what does that mean? More time for somebody to get it right. More time for even the most hard-hearted and hard-headed to wake up and go, what am I doing? What am I doing? And to come to God and to be reconciled to God. More time, right? For us to talk to anybody that wants to listen. Get right with God. Not tomorrow. Today, right? You don't know about tomorrow. That's right. You don't know about tomorrow night. We don't know. Get right today. We're told before this 24-hour period is done today, 155,000 people will die somewhere across the planet. 155,000. Almost every second, two more. They're leaving here by the scores of thousands every few hours. In a few days, you and I are going to leave here. You shouldn't be scared about that if you're a believer. If you're not a believer, you need to get right. Today. You need to be ready to go. Do you know how long it takes to die? You stop breathing. Basically, that could be it right there. Your functions carry on for a few minutes unless you get some machines, but you could be out of there just like that. You need to be ready to go 24/7. You need to be ready to go when you lay your head on the bed. You need to be ready to go when you get up in the morning. You need to be ready to go when you get behind the wheel of a car. You need to get ready to go. Now, you're believing for protection. Don't misunderstand me. But you need to be ready to go. We live in a dangerous place. This world It's full of all kind of stuff. And the fact that we make it through another day, another week, is the Lord's mercy and His protection and His keeping. But one of the most important things about another day is that it is time to get right. Time to get right. I've prayed for many along this line. Go to 1 Timothy, and I'll close with this, I think. Well, you didn't expect me to guarantee it, did you? No guarantees. Thank you, Lord. This is 2 Timothy and the second chapter. 2 Timothy 2. I've prayed this prayer over numerous people. In fact, Phyllis and I have prayed this prayer over many strangers. If you're out on the road or something, you see a car wreck, you see bodies laying there, you see the ambulance working on them. One of the first things I think about, what about you? Are they ready to go? Right? Are they ready to go? If they're ready to go, dying is not the worst thing that'll ever happen to you. If they're not ready to go, that's tragedy of tragedies. And so we'd pray, Lord, have mercy on them, especially if they don't know you, if they're not ready to go. One of the greatest things you can ask for is some more time. Lord, give them some more time. Give them some more opportunity to get to know you. And you know, the Lord will do things just because you ask Him to. He will. I mean, He's not willing that any should perish. So you're not having to try to twist His arm, talk Him into something. He wants you to ask Him these kind of things. And if there's people that have gotten away from God or just forsaken Him and done all kind of things that they shouldn't do, this is a prayer you can pray. Like we said, as long as there's breath, there's hope. People can change. They can repent. There will come a time when there will be no more time. There will come a time when the Father says, that's it. That's it. This thing is closing. And we're going to the next thing. And at that point, the space to repent and time and opportunity to repent is no more. You and I are living in a very vital time, aren't we? When there is time, there's opportunity. I mean, the gospel has never been preached like it's been preached. With satellite and the internet. I mean, it's going around the world. Is that right? Instantaneously. And people have opportunity everywhere to hear the Word of God, to hear about Jesus.
Yes.
Many of them are rejecting Him. But they're hearing. Hallelujah. Our job, we're not in control of all that. But our job is to send it.
Yes, sir.
And to keep telling people, come on, what you waiting on? You may not have tomorrow. Get yourself in here. Heaven is a nice place. Woo! And just living with us is amazing. Is that right? Besides having your own mansion. And of course, living with Him is the big deal. But this is what you can pray. In verse 23, chapter 2, 2 Timothy 2:23, foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender what? Strifes, argument, fussing, and fighting. There's a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of it's pride. People are proud of how intellectual they are. They're proud of how much they think they know. There's a lot of stuff, if you check your heart, the Lord will check you before you ask a question or you bring up a subject. The Spirit of God will check you. No, don't bring that up. Why? Because it ain't going to go well. Right? And y'all can wrestle with this thing for the next 2 hours. And when you're done, you'll be in worse shape than if you hadn't talked about it at all. If we'll pay attention to Him and not talk too quickly and too much and not move too fast, He'll check us and go. You can catch yourself in mid-sentence. You say, well, I wanted to talk to you about, okay, about what's for supper. Yeah. You can catch yourself and really maybe prevent a big blowout, a big fight. Yeah. Especially need to watch this around Thanksgiving, Christmas, is that right? Uh-huh. visiting with relatives and all these kind of things. You're there for what? A day? Two? A few? Right? Why you got to bring up everything and deal with everything right now? You don't. They gender strifes. Verse 24. The servant of the Lord must not strive. Are you the Lord's servant?
Yes.
But be gentle to all, apt to teach, patient, in meekness. Everybody say meekness.
Meekness.
Instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Look at this next part. That they may recover themselves out of the snare and trap of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So many are in such bad bondage, and all they have to do to get out is just repent. Come humble themselves before the Lord and repent, and the anointing would manifest, and the yoke would be destroyed. Hallelujah. And the burden removed. You can pray this prayer for your relatives, for your friends. Even when the Lord tells you, well, just leave them alone. Don't bring it up. Don't talk about them. You still can. I know, and you care about them and you want to see them change in the privacy of your bedroom. They don't ever have to hear it or know it. You can say, Father, as long as there's, you can quote me, Brother Keith said, as long as there's breath, there's hope.
Amen.
Right? And I know you care about them. I know you're not willing that they should perish. I'm asking you, Lord, for time and space and opportunity for them to repent. I'm asking you to enlighten the eyes of their heart and mind and give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. What will the truth do for you? It'll set you free. It'll make you free. Pray this prayer over your loved ones, your friends, your fellow workers. Even if you can't talk to them about things, you can do this. And this is powerful. The Lord will hear your prayer. He'll do this. He'll enlighten them. He'll bring people across their path. You can pray that too. Lord, bring laborers across their path. Maybe they won't listen to me, but they'll listen to something. There's somebody you know that they would at least for a moment listen to. And He'll bring them right to it, to that place of enlightenment and understanding. He won't make them receive Jesus. But if they decide not to and harden their heart again, it ain't over. Is that right? As long as there's breath, there's hope. What are we going to do? We're going to pray the same prayer over them again. Is that right? The Lord will hear it. He'll bring them right, give them another opportunity, another place. Hallelujah. And our prayer and desire is that we see a lot more people in heaven with us than the devil intended on.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.